It is time for another edition of Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, Main Street Magazine is a magazine you can pick up. It is distributed monthly throughout our tri-state region, but also it's online as well, mainstreetmag.com. And we, every week or so, speak with Thorne Dauter to find out what's going on with Main Street Magazine. Thorne, thanks for joining us again this week.
Thanks for having me again.
So let's reestablish a little bit what we're talking about with on a weekly basis. Once again, I think the most important thing that we should really hit is the newest thing, and that is your website, because that is the newest thing that you are really expanding with, correct?
Yes. That we basically, you know, have been doing this for 6 or 7 years now in the print, and we always had a web presence, but we kind of just use it as a information site, you know, for our ad race distribution and past issues and a couple of different things on there. But this year, we started early this year kind of formulating, you know, how to expand the magazine. And, you know, we're kind of limited in this in space what we can cover just because of the page count that we have in the magazine. So the website kind of gives us unlimited space, if you will, to talk about different things that we just aren't able to because of either time, because we are a monthly, or space in the magazine.
Which is great, because it enables you the best of both worlds, where you can stay within a format for the actual hardcover magazine, which is absolutely a gorgeous magazine. But then on the internet, once again, there's special incentives for people to go to the internet, because there's going to be content there that's not available in the regular magazine.
Exactly. So we're going to be focusing, to cut myself off, you know, our flavor, if you will, in the magazine is about, we cover the things that I feel are important to the people who live here, who work here, and who play here. And I kind of view it as, you know, the real stuff, you know, and so we try to focus on the people, places, things, and curiosities. And so on the online, we'll be able to tackle some different topics that just are interesting and, you know, even slightly controversial, you know, in our different categories, as well as just informative. And so we're pretty excited about it.
And now this is obviously is a work in progress. As you put it together and start adding more things, you're obviously going to find other avenues, and it'll be a pretty big change for the online side, but not necessarily for the magazine side.
No, I think, you know, we have to tread a fine line. You know, obviously we don't want to take away from the magazine, which I hope that the website will actually do the opposite of and enhance it, because it'll still, you know, retain, you know, its specific type of stories and stuff. And then online will be much shorter snippets and some, you know, events that we just can't, because of time restrictions, cover in the magazine. But then we're coming up with very specific topics just for online. And, you know, we're pretty excited to be partnering with you guys, because one of the pages that we were going to add is, you know, it's not podcast per se, but just, you know, on air type of conversations. And, you know, we're definitely going to add our, you know, our conversations with you guys on there, as well as some other things, you know, the interviews or just conversations and things that we can put, you know, and so it's audible, you know, you can hear it instead of reading it.
You know,
I think to touch the senses.
I think it's such a great idea, because we're all dealing, like, this is a radio station, but it's a radio station that's represented not only by what's on the air on our different frequencies, but also what's on our Facebook page, what's on our Instagram page. It's all very important. Social media is another way of grabbing listeners, and also our on-demand page. So it's a lot like what you do. I'll say 30%, 30 to 33 or 40% of what we do is on the air, but then we have another 60% that we've added.
For sure.
Which enables us to expand the station without junking up the on-air sound. And I think that's exactly what the internet should be used for. I mean, it just expands your base of what you can cover, how you can cover it, and how quickly you can cover it.
It really does. I mean, we usually print, you know, in the winter we print less, you know, about 5,200 copies. Right now we've printed 6,300 copies, and we estimate that about 2.3 people see each issue, or, you know, each copy of the magazine. You know, so that's right now that's almost 15,000 people that we expect to see the printed piece. But, you know, just like you were talking about the statistics online, our website, our Facebook, our Instagram, you know, we're reaching 20, 30, 40,000 people a month, you know, and that's a lot of eyeballs. And that's, you know, a way to get the word out about just different things that matter in this region.
Well, that's exactly what we found when we add our 3,000 to 4,000 people we get from our Facebook and Instagram onto our on-demand page, which brings in an additional 25,000 to 30,000 people a month. You better serve your population. And now the population's accustomed to when they're used to going to one place, which is great with which we've added on. You've got a successful base, and now it's very easy to say to people, hey, this is also what we're offering. And it's amazing how that will bring in a whole new different type of reader.
Yeah, we're hoping to do so. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because we have an intern here who she's a senior now in the fall at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and she's been with us since her freshman year, basically. So I had her sit on a meeting that we were having here the other day about our content for the website. And we treat her as a contemporary. She really is, you know, very mature and wise beyond her years. And so I said, all right, what do you think? This is what we've, you know, kind of formulated and are coming up with. And she's like, well, you know, my contemporaries, you know, high school and going into college, she's like, we're all about polls and we're all about, you know, she's like, I'm addicted to polls, taking polls. And we kind of, you know, scratched our heads because we're all 30 something. And I was like, okay, well, it's a generational thing. And she gave us a couple other, you know, insights. And some of them we are definitely, you know, including on the site because we want to be able to reach not just a certain age range, but the whole age range and have something of interest for all of our readers and all of our followers.
We're speaking once again with Thorne Dotter, who is Main Street Magazine, basically, along with her staff, which is published every month. Once again, let's remind people when the magazine comes out every month and the fact that what it does and what the website will do will be in concert, but not necessarily the same.
Precisely, yeah.
So how quickly do these issues come out every month?
You mean for the printed piece?
Yes.
They usually come out around the first of the month, and then it takes us, you know, 2-3 days to deliver to all of our distribution points, which we do have a lot. You know, we kind of, our office is in Millerton, but we have kind of a 30-mile radius within, you know, from Millerton, and so that covers New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. So it's a lot of miles that we cover.
And what's great about this is that when you, obviously, you're going to remind people when the magazine's out there that they can go to your website to find the different stories. And the website also can help increase by reminding people who go to the web what you have in your magazine that comes out every month.
Exactly. So we're, the new pages that we're adding, we're actually taking about 3 pieces from the magazine and putting them online, like Christine Bates's real estate article. We're going to have a whole real estate section. We're going to have a whole food section and on there. Jesse's monthly recipe we'll put on there. So we're going to make a few things that are kind of favorites and more, you know, make them a little bit more approachable. But mixed in with, you know, basically 90% new content and new pages that really run the gamut.
Well, I think what it does, it broadens the whole appeal of the magazine. When you first brought this up at the meeting, was everybody gung-ho, or were they a little worried that more work?
Well, here in the office, it's my sister-in-law, Ashley, who's been with me since, you know, basically before day one. And Griffin is a new addition, but he's kind of the only other guy in the office here. All of our other writers are kind of just freelance. So I've talked to a few of them, the freelance writers, you know, about it. And as I said to them, listen, guys, you know, if you want in on this, you know, I'd love it, but you don't have to. I know everyone's already busy and has their lives and their schedules. So it kind of fell, the majority has fallen on me, Ashley and Griffin. And at first they were like, okay, you know, yeah, I see. And then I start, you know, brainstorm. I have this idea and I have this idea. And sometimes they were thinking, you know, I had 3 heads and I was a little crazy and too ambitious, but you know, we tackled it down and narrowed it down. And, you know, I'm looking at this, you know, for the long game. And what I mean by that is that we want to have something for all of our readers and get something, you know, to cover the subject matters that really do matter. And, you know, find the voids in the area that's not being covered.
Yeah, I don't think people understand how us people in media and we need to do the exact same thing that everything else in the world has done, which is take our basic product and then through digital media and through online presence, whether it's video or audio, expand what we can do. And it's amazing how it might take a little while for people to find out what they want to find, where they want to find it. But it's today, when you say you're Main Street Magazine, people are going to think that, hey, Main Street Magazine is a magazine, but it's also on the internet. I mean, they go hand in hand.
They do. And it's, you know, I've been in this business, in the magazine business, for over 10 years. And in that time, I've watched a lot of national, even newspapers who have been, you know, who were established for over 100 years. A lot of them have folded. And, you know, it's a rough business, and not everyone makes it. And some people think you're crazy being in this business. But it's, you know, I love it for the fact that, you know, you get to know the insights of just, like, you find stories that, you know, you wouldn't otherwise know about. And we're lucky to have so many amazing advertising sponsors who make it, you know, possible, because it's a free publication. But yes, we are print, but we also have to adapt and adjust. And, you know, like you have talked about, you know, with podcasting and on air and all this type of stuff, you know, we're having to do the same thing. And yeah, we are a magazine, we are print, but, you know, we've always been a little bit online. We're just expanding that a little bit as well.
All right. Now, if somebody's listening, and they're either a business that, think that there might be interesting to cover, or a person, or else to underwrite, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you guys?
You can always call us, 518-592-1135, or go to our website or email us. And, you know, we get submissions all the time, and, you know, hey, here's a story, or we have an opening, and, you know, press releases and all this type of stuff. And one of the things on our website that we have is an events calendar, and we basically post everything, you know, on there. We just want to become a source of information. So if, you know, people want something to find out what to do in the area or what's happening, you know, our events calendar is on there, just to name one thing. I mean, we're formulating a lot more content-wise that, you know, will be very informative about the region and things to do.
Well, once again, you know where to find the magazine. It's throughout our tri-state region, Main Street Magazine. But on the web, Main Street Mag, MainStreetMag.com. And, Thorne, I guess we'll check with you next week and see how things are going.
All right. Sounds wonderful.